We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the big news, Whitney Houston's daughter found unresponsive in a tub. And it's being reported by the Daily Mail it doesn't look good. Well, the answer here is obviously to ban bathtubs, because tens of thousands of people end up drowning in them just here in the United States every single year. We need a five-day waiting period on taking baths immediately. Seriously, I hope she gets better. This shows how fame, in many cases, ends up destroying families, not just the celebrities, but their children as well. That's why I've not really encouraged my children to get into thespian activities or music. I mean, I've encouraged them to play music and learn instruments, but it's just such destructive cultures where you got one half of groups out there, or more than half, like 99% of them, trying to be successful, trying to be famous, and then feeling empty if they never become famous. And then you've got those that do become famous statistically are some pretty unhappy people. When you're talking about the whole entertainment front, that's a well-known fact. I don't have to belabor how nightmarishly unhappy a lot of the folks are out in L.A. That's why I haven't been to L.A. in about 2 years. Last time I was there, it was for Jesse Ventura's 60th birthday. And it was a nice party, met a lot of movie stars and people that came to it, friends with Jesse, but it just wasn't even worth going out there. But he's my friend, so I went. I used to go out to Hollywood all the time. Had a lot of fun out there, a lot of interesting people. I like to go out to the beach, Malibu and stuff, but it's just that I wish the general public had seen what I've seen behind the scenes to realize there is no grass is greener. Money can get you better medical care, let you see some interesting places, get better food, better service, but that's it. You don't like get transported to some heavenly Valhalla facility and then just everything's different. People more and more think television and movies is where the real world is happening, and they want to get into that world. They want to be part of that. But now the singularity of media is coming where basically everybody can, quote, be on TV. And it's destroying the old dinosaur media, but it's also atomizing the audience for some of the folks that came along to the media, the new media early, like myself. We're still growing. Most people can't swim upstream in this singularity as you had a few million web pages in 1993. You had, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 million pages by 96. The numbers vary. And then now there's billions and billions and billions of individual web pages until it just becomes a singularity and there's cameras everywhere uploading in real time and the public votes by clicking on what they think is most interesting. And pretty soon, there's nothing the system can do to curtail or control that. No matter how much algorithm censorship and manipulation they engage in, they just can't control the narratives anymore. Okay. Big broadcast lined up today. I can definitively tell you when we come back from break who is going to win the Super Bowl. In fact, I'm going to do it. I will definitively tell you who is going to win the Super Bowl when we come back in the next segment after this 1 minute break. Then we are going to get into all the serious news on the economic front. McClatchy, D.C. reports Europe's Jews ponder, is it time to flee Europe again? That ties in with an article from Friday with Paul Joseph Watson, realtor, paranoia driving wealthy to buy homes in New Zealand. You heard it here first 5 years ago that Hollywood and others were fleeing to New Zealand. Now it's mainstream news. And being announced at the Davos event, we're going to talk about that some. Some doctors won't see patients with anti-vaccine views. This is one of the most dangerous type activities out there. I'm going to break that down. CDC warns of large outbreak of measles. We got the latest election news, latest tax news on Obamacare, and so much more. Stay with us.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, don't have to wait until election day. You can vote all week.
The Rio Riva County Clerk's Office reported this afternoon that a voter trying to cast an early ballot in Española today was told he had already voted 3 days prior.
Activist on the tape goes on to suggest that discarded ballots could be collected from what she called Ghetto Aurora, saying that African Americans and Mexicans tend to throw out their ballots.
And as for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less.
Thousands of federal workers are issued taxpayer-funded credit cards so long as they buy items that cost less than $3,000 or micro-purchases. Our review found about $20 billion in just about the course of a year.
We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight.
We asked all of these other major federal agencies based here in D.C. for their micro-purchase shopping lists, and all refused.
I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
The Independent Congressional Budget Office warning a new fiscal crisis is coming if Washington doesn't get its spending in check.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Live from the Infowars.com studios.
First, Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
Ebola is capable of entering human airway cells. Ebola is primed to be able to have respiratory transmission.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it.
So you stand there tongue-tied. You better learn your lesson well. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, we have the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central every weeknight at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm going to reveal to you here today the winner of Super Bowl 49 that kicks off in about 22 minutes from now. I will reveal to you today the winner early. Then we're going to break down several videos that are everything the police need to be against. If they don't want to be turned into this globalist dehumanization force that the social engineers hope they will be, because they want to destroy the police just as they've destroyed the press when they're done with them. See, they bought off the mainstream media, used it as propaganda fronts. It lost its audience. Now they're just coming out with federal and state-run media that puts the propaganda directly out. You destroyed your own profession. If they can continue the militarization of the police, they can continue trying to turn them against the American people and vice versa, then they can create the social destabilization that will allow a centralization over the police. But down the road, they will then be scapegoated and destroyed, and it will be basically autonomous ground, air, and sea robots and surveillance systems that will control the public. An example is if you get in a new Chevy Tahoe, it's got the sensors in the seats that every time you get near the line, they buzz and click and condition you. And then, of course, report back with the data systems they have on board to the government, to the threat fusion centers, everywhere you're going, what you're doing, and your, quote, true driving record. You can argue, well, that'll make us safer. No, it's AI systems of control. You don't, quote, pay whatever the IRS wants. You can't leave the country. You can't get through regional checkpoints. You can't buy or sell. You may have heard about that in the Bible, but let's just cut the Bible out of it for those out there that don't believe in that. Just look at what you could do with not being able to buy or sell unless your biometric retina scan or thumbprint checks out. You're not going to need police in the future, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to have pre-programmed smaller squads of humans that have been pre-selected to be maybe 10% of the overall enforcement system. Humans are to be scaled back in just the next 15 years or so to a fraction of the force that the system has. And on top of that, through compartmentalization and computers surveilling the police and military, robots surveilling them by robots, robot in their heads-up display, robots in their smart devices. These are all robots. These are all AI robots integrated into the master web. They are to be surveilled and basically given orders and directives down to the finest detail so that they themselves begin to become true biological androids by interfacing with the second-by-second neural commands that are being given to them in the brain interfaces, the heads-up brain interfaces. And then finally, of course, ported interfaces, wireless ported chip interfaces. So it's not just that the machines are going to surveil us and control us. We're going to merge with them. And you'll be able to get unlimited pleasure merging with them. You'll be able to get unlimited life, you'll be told. You'll be able to be given massive knowledge and language. You'll be able to learn things much faster. But just like calculators made it where people can't do basic math now, just like smartphones, they have the whole world's knowledge at your fingertips, basically, to a great extent. But people are getting dumber. They're getting less human. Their IQs are dropping. Their neurons are dying. Their brains are wiring wrong. I mean, this is in all the major studies, all of them. Just type in smartphones lowering IQ, smartphones rewiring brains, smartphones, television watching connected to Alzheimer's, neurological disorders. And it's not just because the devices inherently don't let humans do things for ourselves anymore. That's part of it. Like someone traveling to Mars on a one-year mission ends up losing half their muscle mass, roughly, is estimated. Just as that degenerates you, this is degenerating the general population, but it's being done because they're pouring all their menace and hatred and all their dehumanizing technologies into this to focus and lens that basic effect to make it much, much worse. So we're seeing the beginning of the end of humanity as we know it. Now, let me announce the winner of Super Bowl 49 for you. And then we will get into New York cop pulls gun on teens having snowball fight. And you really can't make this up. I've seen these videos before. This seems to come out every year all over the country where it's snowing, that if people are snowball fighting each other, the police come and point guns at them. This is not the first time. And this is all part of the mass mental illness. Should we hate the police in general because of this? No, we're meant to hate them with these type of things coming out and being looked at. We need to understand, though, this is part of the general mental illness where your neighbor calls the police on you because you spat your five-year-old on their butt when they go out in the street. Or your 10-year-old's playing across the street at the park, so they call the cops on you. It's mentally ill, politically correct people that are in the society. And it's the globalist directives and the police forces and the type of people they're picking. I mean, as corrupt as the police I grew up around were, they'd probably join you in a snowball fight. This is mental illness. The cop pointing guns at teens for snowball fights. We're going to be getting to all of that. Because it's assault, folks, to be in a consensual snowball fight. Funny, I thought when I played snowball fights in Dallas with my dad and friends and stuff, I thought it was fun. Cops taser family man again and again, 27 times until he went limp and died. And then, of course, he's basically already pretty much dying, so they stick him in a 100-plus degree vehicle, and he dies. And it's being defended, of course. That's out of Victorville, California. We're going to look at that coming up. We're going to look at the new beheading of the Japanese citizen. White House seeks to limit health law tax troubles. Wait till we break that down from the New York Times. It's all coming up. But I will get, when we come back, to the true winner of Super Bowl, good old Super Bowl 49. Straight ahead. It's so important, and we know who's going to win.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
AP headline, some doctors won't see patients with anti-vaccine views. We're going to be breaking that down. CDC warns of large outbreak of measles. The news behind the news, the rest of the story coming up on that front. Europe's Jews ponder, is it time to flee again, McClatchy reports. And that ties into Paul Watson's article from Friday. Realtor, paranoia is driving wealthy to buy homes in New Zealand. Rich American clients concerned about personal safety, global crisis. And that's what they're talking about at Davos, the very people behind so much of it. Under a mattress in the freezer, why so many are hiding cash, CNBC. That all ties together. We're going to break it down. Ties in with this story. White House seeks to limit health laws, tax troubles. He's going to hand out private indulgences to select groups and individuals where, I guess, if you're a Democratic Party donor, the way I read this New York Times article, you may not have to pay the Obama penalty to keep kicking the can down the road. They'll give, and then, of course, it's like Obamacare itself. People go log on to the website by the millions trying to find the free health care. It isn't there, suckers. That's why the insurance company profits are up 47% in just 1 year, 2014, and it's set to go up even more this year. Because they care about you at Davos. They're liberal, George Soros and others. But first, let me engage in my satirical analysis of Super Bowl 49 between the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. So at the grocery store today, it was a total madhouse, people grabbing all their goodies. And there's nothing wrong with watching a game. I'm going to be clear, in my view, that's the case. But men, on average, learn every angle. They play all this fantasy football. They know the scores going back decades. They know what kind of car the quarterback drives. This has all been designed and deployed, you know, because they know humans like games, competitive games, because they're simulated warfare. I mean, play tug-of-war with your dog in the backyard. That's a game. It's simulated fighting over a piece of meat. Games are things that are simulations of real things we do that aren't as dangerous. Like a lot of guys just want to threaten you in the hallway of a business or at the shopping mall or on the street at night. They don't actually want to cash the checks their mouths are writing. It's a simulated tough guy stuff. And it's the same thing with watching sports. If your son or daughter's playing great, if you want to learn to be a competitive cyclist or NFL football player, wonderful. I'm just sick of all the arrogant players, the arrogant owners, all the corruption, people acting like it's the greatest thing in the world to be Roger Staubach or to be Tom Landry or to be LeBron James in the more modern situation. And then I see the establishment using all the different spokesmen, the Terry Bradshaws to push shingles and flu shots and, you know, anti-gun commercials by another, you know, famous football player. I'm just sick of it. I mean, I'm sick of Michelle Obama in the news, you know, thanking Hollywood for promoting same-sex marriage. And the point is, what's the issue here of being force-fed these things constantly? I'm not against gay people. But I'm sure sick of the radical agenda that controls it, pushing an anti-heterosexual agenda, an anti-family agenda, and just every other cartoon or movie. Can't let my kids watch mainstream television because it's just messages trying to sexualize my children, you perverts. Gay rights doesn't mean pedophilia is legalized. Doesn't mean you can teach five-year-olds how to masturbate like Jocelyn Elders wanted to do when she was Surgeon General, remember? Reach down and help them. That creepy old woman's voice. These are a bunch of freaks. What are you doing talking about five-year-olds' members? They are a bunch of control freaks that want to get up on television like CNBC does or MSNBC and say your kids belong to the state. I'm not going to play that clip again. They said it in their promo. You know it. I played it probably 100 times. I played probably 200 times the clip them saying in CBS News, mercury's good for your child's brain. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. I mean, BBC came out last week and said, yeah, companies are making people take microchips to work. And we played the news clip. So let me tell you who the winner of Super Bowl 49 is. It's not the football teams. It's the social engineers, because while we sleep, while we watch simulated football games, and while we watch the beautiful reporters and the cheerleaders and the big pageant, and every time they score a touchdown in a Pavlovian conditioning, they cut to the troops, not to help the troops or the veterans while they put them on secret death list. No. Just to say the NFL is the troops and associate getting in uniform with a touchdown. Like they ding the bell, the dog gets steak. Do that 30, 40 times, ding the bell, the dog's mouth starts salivating. You want to be animals? You don't want to have your free will? You want to be totally programmed and conditioned? Hey, that's your issue. But then don't vote to take my rights. Don't vote to take my private property and the right to self-defense. So the winner of Super Bowl 49 are the parasites. And while they break the law, while they take our rights, while they enslave us, while they study how humans work and then use that knowledge against us, they sit there teaching us from birth to death never to look behind the curtain, never look behind the mirror, never look at who's in the control room, never try to come out of the cave and discover the wider universe around you. Never, never, never. Just gain your own temporal power by joining the system. I mean, the knowledge I have of how things work, I could just dominate business and life and corporate stuff. Still could. System would still take me. They don't care. In fact, you rise higher if you sell out. For 20 years, he wrote essays that people listened to. 20 plus years. Alan Greenspan was Ron Paul knew him. They wrote essays together that were published in books. We ought to have John Bowne dig out some of those books and essays written by Ron Paul and Greenspan. One of them even together. They collaborated on. We had to do a whole extended report just reading that out. Or parts of the report. And man, he joined them and they made him a millionaire in 1 year. He quit criticizing the private Federal Reserve real fast. You may rise, Darth Vader. Do what must be done, Lord Greenspan. Show no mercy. Total sellout. It's not like I'm up here saying I could be successful in the system. I've been successful outside of the system. The average man doesn't want to know how stuff works. They think that's not cool. Oh, hey, Alex, you don't even know how football works. You're not very manly. You just know how guided missiles operate. You just know about the nanotech revolution. You just know about fission fusion and antimatter weapons. You know about particle beam accelerators. You know about Hadron. You know about philosophy. You know about Gibbon. You know how the world works. You know about the social engineering. You know about the cancer viruses that are in the vaccines that are put into plaque formations in the cell areas and then activated when hormone levels lower. I used to always be against hormone therapy because I knew that it would cause cell division and kill you. But when you get older and you've had a bunch of vaccines, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what I'll do. I'll probably go on. I haven't had a lot of vaccines, but that stuff triggers when your vaccines go, when your hormones go down, is when those cancers are designed to trigger. It's a Logan's Run Terminator self-destruct switch that all of you guys that weren't warned and weren't told, it's not your fault, have got. That's why cancer's going up so much on average is the self-destruct switches. We're going to come back. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
They're predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks, that they do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say,
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat as...
Long live the Republic!
That's a long 4 or 5 minute intro. I don't normally air those very often, but it's extremely powerful and it dovetails with what's happening in the real world. The allegory that they break down of They Live basically matched up with what's really happening in the real world today. If you're a radio listener, you can always on your iPhone or Droid or computer watch the free video feed for the radio shows / TV shows at Infowars.com/show. Here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up specifically on things that misdirect us, things that are designed to captivate our attention so they can have advertising, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then the other agenda that is much larger than just getting us to stay and watch it is that they take normal, natural, instinctive impulses of men to want to watch other men in war against each other and to have strategy. That's what chess is. But if you play chess, your brain gets better. If you watch football, you don't get smarter. You don't make more money. You're sitting on your butt, just being a spectator. You're not living. And I don't hate football. It's just the religion of this country, and you notice where our country's going. Men won't go and fight at the PTA to stop all the brainwashing and anti-family, anti-gun, pro-abortion garbage going on. But they'll go down to the bar and get in a fight with somebody that talks bad about their team. So they're misdirecting our impulses. I want to hear from you on football, on sports in general, and on other distractions, the tabloids, the people getting into, you know, following the lives of Whitney Houston or, you know, any of these people. Whitney Houston's daughter found unresponsive in tub. It doesn't look good. They don't know if she'll live. We hope she is better. But while we're busy watching somebody else's lives, we don't develop our own. And that's what the social engineers want. Dumb down people that are experts on football, experts on... I always forget her name. Who did Hannah Montana turn into? Miley Cyrus. That was all planned to get everybody watching and then try to corrupt the young girls. Because if you're corrupt and not focused on other more honorable things, you never get fully fulfilled. You never become honorable. They know honorable people will stand in the way of a takeover. So I want to hear from you on this subject, but also on this really big one. Some doctors won't see patients with anti-vaccine views. Now, this has been going on for a while, but now the drumbeat is all over the news, print, radio, TV, we all hear it. Why, there's measles outbreaks at Disney because you didn't take the vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella. Why, there's people are getting it. And I read these articles about kids dying from flu and stuff, and the parents are always like, I got my daughter shot, and she died a week later. You people that didn't take the flu, you killed her. Well, A, they admit the flu shot never has, never will protect you. They never, quote, guessed the right mutation. They admit it this year, zero, lowers your immune system. And the people dying, and it's always in the article, they'd been vaccinated. Usually, I believe the vaccine in many cases is killing them. We know vaccines kill people. You know, they call it an adverse reaction. Death. Read the insert. Guillain-Barré. The list goes on and on. But there's this new thing. Beat you over the head. I'm not going to see you. And now they're trying to say, I'm not letting you in the hospital. There's no law, but we're not going to treat that gunshot wound or that car wreck or that bee stings because you're making us not safe because you didn't put what we said in your body. They want to put hundreds of vaccines. Government goes and lobbies to get it on the recommended list by the health department through the federal and state governments. And then they're there saying, your child needs three different forms of hepatitis shot when they're born. A very dangerous vaccine, they admit. When it's worthless if your child isn't having unprotected sex when they're newborn or using intravenous drugs. I mean, there's zero. And then all the UN programs where they catch them spiking the vaccines to sterilize, you name it. I mean, you'd be crazy to take it. Meanwhile, they now admit in Reuters that the California measles outbreak likely imported to the United States with all the giant hordes of illegals coming in. Well, yeah, that's true. But see, let's not discuss that. Let's blame the unvaccinated. My children all got the measles. They never had a single vaccine. They would just get a few little spots on them, and they were fine. Whoop-de-doo. It's not that I don't believe in vaccine technology either. I know it can be useful. It's that you can't trust these companies, these systems. They've been given immunity. Here's the number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers in the first round, 877-789-2539. We need to start getting in the face of these people that push their propaganda on us. They're trying to bully everybody into taking vaccines. What do you think about the whole vaccine situation and about hype and the NFL? Stay with us. We'll be right back. 877-789-2539.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio. I'm radioactive. We are broadcasting worldwide. We are radiating. Just like those cell phones frying your brain. We are on the air. And the establishment dominates and controls the air. The FCC is coming out. Here's the headline out of AP. Just whose internet is it? New federal rules may answer that. I'm going to get to that. Arabic news channel, backed by Saudi Prince, has gone on the air. ICE says we have special housing unit in L.A. for gay, bisexual, and transgender detainees. That's the same ICE group of the federal government that last year bought 40-something thousand pairs of 6X underwear for the illegals. This country's so in so much trouble. I don't mean to laugh. It's just crazy. Why are the elite fleeing the United States and Europe? We'll break that down. But I want to go directly to your phone calls after saying this. We always run specials, some of the best specials of the year in the month of January. It's now already February 1st. I should have mentioned that. Did I mention it's Sunday, February 1st, 2015? Tomorrow, they will take the specials down. You can still get free shipping on the water filtration systems. We offer the best with side-by-side comparisons of leading competitors. The ProPure G2 filters, the Clearly Filtered and others are the best. And they're the best and are low price. They're very competitive with leading competitors. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off. I've been running that special for years. You add to that free shipping, it is the best deal anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. You want to stop drinking glyphosates that grow tumors like fertilizer grows tomatoes? I mean, you know, glyphosate's a green thumb for cancer. Well, glyphosate's in most water supplies. In fact, almost all water supplies, including well water. You need to filter your water. GravityFed is the way to go. It's portable, a huge selection, free shipping, and it ends tomorrow. Or it might go an extra day if they don't take down the special. But the point is, it's supposed to be down today. I looked. It's still up. It'll be down tomorrow, probably. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases support the operation. There are just thousands of horrible things that they find in the water. And if you don't filter your water, you're insane. Or you want bladder cancer, I guess, or kidney cancer, or liver cancer. The biggest thing you can do, though, in this toxic environment is filter your water. We have the best systems for the best price. InfoWarsLife.com has the great nutraceuticals, the high-quality Nation iodine, the silver bullet, colloidal silver, oil of oregano, the most powerful organic type from the Mediterranean. You can get two bottles of X2, get a free bottle of Ancient Defense right now. That special is going to end at the end of the week. There's a bunch of specials. Free shipping is a big deal, but we also have the fact that basically half off on a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Each membership's really 20 memberships, and that's 12 cents a month per person that uses it to see the nightly news and help fund the tip of the spear in the info war. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. These are the places you find all the great products that are win-win, because we only sell things that we use and believe in at a very low price, because that's how I want to be treated. I try to follow Christ's golden rule: do unto others as you would have done unto you. Okay, that said, we got Andrew, Randy, John, Derek, and many others. We're taking first-time callers here in this next few segments. Then we'll open it up to everybody. But the number is 877-789-ALEX on the Sunday show. We produce it all in-house, so it's different than the weekday broadcast from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Andrew in Pennsylvania, thank you for calling. What do you make of sports? Do you agree with me that it's sucking our manhood, sucking our soul, sucking our time? What'd you do in your life? I watched a bunch of arrogant roid heads. I'm really manly. Or do you disagree with me?
Well, yeah, sports is definitely bread and circus, but interestingly, Fritz Springmeier said in a recent interview that NFL and also NHL players and coaches are under trauma-based mind control, and he's not a conspiracy theorist. He takes facts very seriously, and I actually sent Brian Toey an email to tell him this, and Brian didn't respond, even though he usually does respond to all his emails. He says that on his website. Now, that I don't know what to make of that, but it's pretty creepy that...
Yeah, he's the guy that wrote the fixes in. You know, undoubtedly, you want to call trauma-based mind control. People watching television 8 hours a day are under mind control. It's designed to mind control you. It's a sick, fake, synthetic, dead culture. It's mind control through the whole sports program, the pressure, the brainwashing, the payoffs when they're at the college level, the cover-ups. They're already under a cultural, narcissistic, delusional mind control. I don't know if you can say that the actual players themselves are under a CIA program, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, and it can be used to make them, the coaches call stupid plays and have the players fumble the ball against their will, Fritz Springmeier.
Well, listen, Andrew, this is how they do it. They say, we gave you $100,000 when you were a junior at this school, and now you're going to fumble at this particular point in the game. I mean, that's the mind control. We're going to release pictures of you with your gay boyfriends when you were out in, quote, Reno or whatever, hypothetically, if you don't do what we tell you. That's the mind control that's going on. It's not all just the CIA putting a bag over your head and keeping you for 6 months at a hospital and playing audio tapes to you while you're on a bunch of different drugs to whack you out of your mind to convince you you're a new person. Then they take that new person and train them to be an assassin. That's been declassified. That's on History Channel. They took tens of thousands of U.S. foster children, flew them to Canada under Dr. Ewing Cameron and his protege, Dr. Jolyon West, who became McVeigh's psychiatrist during his time before he was supposedly executed. That you can't make up. And people don't even care. It's like, oh, big deal. So I don't know about speculation. I mean, I think Fritz is a good guy. I can't speak for him. But I don't know what to say. Like, all the coaches and people are under classic mind control. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Missouri. Wants to talk about self-driving cars. Yeah, England announced that, oh, there are boxes in the cars we accidentally put there, and we're going to remote control your cars now, just like your smart meters. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm a good friend of Fritz. We talk over the phone, you know, off and on about things like these. And one thing I really thought was interesting is that you and Leanne and David Knight's been talking about the cars, and I got an observation. There's these weird intersections that's all over. There's at least three in Kansas City. I don't know about Texas. But these strange intersections where you don't actually cross over like you normally would. And what I'm thinking is, is they got to cut out all the variables. So it's like a one and a zero. It's an on or off, a forward, a stop.
Listen, here's how it works. The computers are already in control of all the new fancy cars. And I'm just boiling it down. I could take 10 hours to review this, but I've looked into it. When we told people about it 20 years ago, it's now here. If you're driving a new Audi or a new Toyota or something like that, you're noticing now that the seats, when you cross the line, buzz. You notice it gives you alarms. You notice that, quote, you slip, so the car took control. They're calling, you know, these crash avoidance systems. But, and again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions on the surface. But yes, already the cars are driving themselves. They're saying that pilots don't know how to fly anymore because everything's autopilot, basically. And that's what's causing mistakes when the autopilot fails. Pilots will soon just be like a toilet attendant. They'll be a vestigial person to come back and talk to the people, you know, tell them about drink specials on the aircraft. And you'll tell your kids, yeah, used to, the pilots actually flew the plane. So we're not building a world that humans command and that make humans better and that machines aid. We're building a world where everything is taxed, traced, controlled. I mean, the British government came out last week, so huge. For those that didn't see our article about it, link right to the British government, said, yeah, during peak traffic times, we'll take control of your car, control your speed. And then it puts you in the lines. It's all GPS down. And then it's got proximity detectors, the whole deal. They're just doing it. They're not asking. The NSA is spying without warrants. They're not asking. They're doing it. They're putting garbage in the vaccines. They're not asking. They're just doing it. They're bringing in world government. They're not asking. They're doing it. They're bringing in this new global partnership to waive all our laws and put under UN control with the Pacific trade deals. They're not asking. They're just doing it.
Game over, man.
Game over. Unless we realize the takeover is happening. It's a takeover by stealth, just like the North American Union documents came out and they said. It's integration by stealth. It's takeover by stealth. Well, we're here breaking the stealth mode. We're here making the enemy uncloak. We are here exposing the globalist at point blank range. No compromise, so that there was a testament, somebody stood up, somebody saw it, somebody called it, somebody wasn't in a trance, somebody wasn't a zombie, somebody wanted a world built for humanity and our children, not built for the elite to think we're garbage, want to turn us over to robots to kill us all. Second hour coming up, stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you who I want to win the Super Bowl. And it's not the Patriots or the Seahawks. It's the Patriots, the American people, to overturn Obamacare, to restore the Republic, to try to bring back basic values that empower humanity and believe in win-win, not this parasitic New World Order. We got Randy and John and Derek and Alan and AD and Q and so many other callers. We're going to get to all of you. Q's calling in from New York, says he has the true story of what happened with the snowballs, where the kids are throwing snowballs at each other so the cop pulls the gun. We'll come back, play that short video, talk about it, and go to his call. Right now, let's go to John in North Carolina. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
I just wanted to point out a couple things real quick. First of all, I wanted to make clear that the only central thing Christians have is God's word. Now, this isn't about anything on the TV necessarily, but we have God's word as our center guidance. The NIV, the New International Version, is the highest selling according to the CBA and the ECPA in this country, and it omits 16 verses from the King James Version, which the KJV is the closest we have right now that English speaking people read. It omits 16 verses, which the Bible clearly tells anyone who takes out or puts in, he'll get the plagues that are mentioned in this book in Revelations, and you know what the plagues are. But
Your children hate you, your society breaks down, you'll be invaded, you'll be enslaved, you'll be taken over, you'll be homeless. It's everything that's happening.
It's what we're getting right now, and the terrorist attacks in 9/11 was a breach in our security. It was a wake-up call. We're not waking up. There's no need to fight it. It's a course that was predetermined. But anyway, New Age Luciferians call Satan the capstone. That's why the dollar bill has an all-seeing eye above the pyramid. That's all satanic. And in Matthew, in the King James Version, Jesus talks about a stone that the builders rejected. It was the cornerstone, and it became actually the foundation of a building. And that was through our God's doing. That was Jesus was the cornerstone. The 1984 edition of the New International Version, which is still widely...
No, that's right. Christ is the real cornerstone or the capstone. So everything the devil creates is a false counterfeit.
But Christ is not the capstone.
He's a cornerstone.
He's the cornerstone. And the difference is the devil is the capstone. That's the difference.
No, I understand on the pyramid, the capstone, but I'm saying at the same time, God is on top, so you can say the all-seeing eye is the eye of God if you believe that. The Luciferians expropriate every sacred symbol for themselves, but I agree with the verse you're quoting. It's pretty heavy stuff.
It is, and one more thing. I want your listeners to actually study the Quran. I want you to look at how it was released. The Quran is published... not in chronological order. It's published in the largest book to the smallest. The last book that Muhammad received was the 10th surah. If you go right before that, the 9th surah is the surah that has the violence in it. Those were Allah's final words. These were his final messages.
It's the capstone?
I'm sorry?
You're saying it's the capstone.
No. I'm saying that...
But you're saying the Quran is published like a pyramid. The first book's big, and then it builds towards the small at the top.
It builds toward the small. It confuses readers because they think it's chronological, and it's not. The last book given to Muhammad, one of the last ones, was the 9th surah. That's what he left. Muhammad personally beheaded 600 to 900 people himself. This was a common thing for them. And right now, Islams in the Middle East are asking Islams in America why they're freaking out about beheading. They're saying, "Don't you remember?" But that Muhammad personally beheaded 600 to 900 people himself? In my opinion, this is Islam. The only people that are perverting Islam are the ones that are working here in the States that are being...
Well,
nice.
Listen. No, I hear you. I think, to be politically correct, we should have a day where children are beheaded at school to prove that we're open to different cultures. How does that sound?
If you want to back up Islam, that's what you've got to do. If you want Sharia law, you've got to behead those... That are blasphemy.
Well, I think you're being racist, and I think that Obama should behead children on the White House lawn to prove he's not racist.
Songs that sound sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Ooh. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are committing blasphemy on the high holy day of most men who've been gelded in their entire manhood as only sports. We are actually on air speaking and talking about what's really happening on the planet and trying to defend our families and defend freedom on a day when we're supposed to be getting completely drunk and watching a bunch of gang members and thugs and arrogant people on steroids run around on a football field with a bunch of corrupt, arrogant, gangster, mafia owners in between the Obamacare ads and the anti-gun statements and the huge police state theater training us to that America is about getting a proctology exam at a checkpoint. We're going to go to Derek, Alan, ADQ, Don, Sean, and a bunch of other people that are patiently holding right now. Then I'll get into... why are so many people hiding their money in their mattresses, not at the bank? CNBC, how that ties into elites fleeing the United States and Europe. That's in McClatchy newspaper. All of this and more coming up in the hour of broadcast we have left here on Super Bowl 49. He dared to speak of other issues during the Super Bowl, showing what a cowardly traitor he was. But if you want to see the satirical video I did, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Super Bowl 49 winner revealed. You can find out who really won the game that's going live right now. The people that won are the people that didn't watch it and spent time with their families. I see commenters on Infowars.com and on YouTube going, I bet he drinks a few beers and watches the game. Well, you bet it wrong. I'm going to go home with my family and my children, and dinner's getting cooked right now, and we're going to hang out and tell jokes, because I like talking to people. Now, when my kids are on swim team or they're in some other sporting event, I go see them play.
California, and that's, Doug Baldwin, Stanford.
That's great and a fun thing to do, but... I just can't believe people just get so excited and talk about it's the greatest thing in the world, all the hype, and it's totally empty. How about an investigation into why cancer's up several thousand percent in this country? I mean, we know why. It's on purpose. How about an investigation into neurological disorders off the chart? How about an investigation into what's really going on? Oh, no, that's not what you do. Now, I want to go to Q in New York here in a moment. Q called in, heard me mention this in the last hour. We have the video for folks that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com/show on the free feeds. And I've seen these type of things happen before with police arresting or pulling guns on folks throwing snowballs, not at cars. I think I actually did that a few times, one of the few delinquent type things I did. New York, of course, it was neighbors, people I knew, so it actually kind of wasn't. I had the permission. I mean, they knew. I was like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you when you drive off. So I guess I wasn't a delinquent. Kind of wish I was, though. New York cop pulls gun on teens having snowball fight. The story's from PNAC. It's up on Infowars.com. Fearing for his life, a New York cop pulled a gun on a group of teens having a snowball fight. Don't bleeping move, guys. Have we bleeped this yet so we can play it?
Yeah, it's bleeped.
Okay, it's bleeped. Okay. Yep. The New Rochelle police officer can be heard on the video as he points his gun at youths who are down on their knees with their hands in the air. The cop proceeds to pat each of the youths down with one hand while holding the gun, continually telling them not to move. We saw the video up in New York last week where they pull the guys over and shoot them. I don't play these videos like to get a point in against the cops and, oh, let's get the cops and they're a bunch of scum.
We don't need cowards who are so scared to death they pull guns on people for petty reasons and end up shooting innocent people. That's going to start a civil war in this country. We don't need the nanny state police out there that taser a father with no criminal record 27 times until he went limp and died. I'm going to play. I got video of that. They put him in a hot car after they'd done it. He dropped his kids off, went for a bike ride, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They thought he might be a suspect. They just start tasering him, and they kill him. And the answer is, well, he's just a citizen. He's dead. No, these tasers make people have heart attacks. They're being overused. It's injustice. It's wrong. We all know it. It needs to stop. And when cops do the wrong thing, they need to get in trouble. So there's then respect for good police, and they end up becoming the dominant force out there, not the thugs who are protected. You know who's targeted down most major departments? It's people that try to follow the Constitution. It's people that try to be public servants and not just revenue generators. It's a very dangerous trend. So let's play the clip of the snowball situation. I'll give you a play-by-play if you're a radio listener and narrate it. Here it is.
Don't move, guys. Don't move.
So he says, don't effing move, because they are snowball criminals.
They were having a snowball fight. This group of guys was having a snowball fight, and now the cop has a gun on them.
It's just the breakdown of society. And I get black people wanting to say, don't shoot, it's not illegal to be black. And I get there's some profiling things that are wrong that happen out there, but then George Soros funds $33 million to fund these groups to then go out and chant, kill the cops, and throw Molotov cocktails at them. It creates a society where everybody's killing each other. Why does the system want that? Because then you're not worried about Obamacare raising a bunch of taxes on you and doubling your prices for health care, because you're busy hating white people, hating cops, hating black people. It's divide and conquer. It's very elementary. It's very simple. Very easy to understand. But can we become smart enough to deal with it and pull back from what's happening? Get the cops to de-escalate, get the public to de-escalate, and then to have a discussion about do we want to be a free country? Is it good to be a free country? Is it good to have due process and private property? The answer is yes, and we're about to lose all that. Let's go to Q in New York. You say you live in the neighborhood there in New Rochelle. What are you hearing? What's your take on this? You called in about it.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Yeah, this is Q and Ursula. Well, I agree with you. It is a breakdown of society, and it's a breakdown of my neighborhood. New Rochelle, traditionally, it's always been a place where we had community policing. I'm born and raised in New Rochelle. And, because like a lot of the cops who were on the police force were from the neighborhood. They went to New Rochelle High School. They went through the school system. It's kind of like everybody knows each other kind of thing. We're a suburb kind of like right outside the Bronx. And
but you're saying it has a flavor of Mayberry.
Well, not really.
By Mayberry, you know the cops.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, in that regard. But what I've noticed, Alex, like the past few years, there's been, well, first of all, in the particular neighborhood where the incident took place with the cop pulling out the gun on the young kids, I live on Sickles. That happened like the incident happened like on DeWitt, like, you know, kind of like that shoots off of Prince Street. But see, I drive around that corner all the time, and these kids are. We had a lot of snowstorms here the past, 2 weeks. So these kids are doing a lot of snowball fighting. But they're not throwing snowballs at any of the cars that are driving by, because I drive by them.
You're saying you live there, you see them, they're having a good time. This is a total bull. I mean, it's not illegal to have a snowball fight, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and it's always been going on. But like I was saying, I've noticed in the past few years, they're bringing in cops who are not from the neighborhood. Then, on a deeper level, I've noticed that they got all the trap wire cameras up, these new, like, kind of like slim white cameras.
It's a police state.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Hang on to the good times. I want to race through your calls now. But if you want to understand why the last caller is concerned, you need to know that, well, here's the headlines. Got a whole bunch of them. Europe's Jews ponder, is it time to flee Europe? Well, why is it just Jews that may need to flee Europe? Europe's been totally opened up to the third world, collapsed. So there'd be a large client population that would go along with anything and everything the social engineers wanted. This is a military takeover. This is a story from Infowars.com. Realtor, paranoia driving wealthy to buy homes in New Zealand. This on the heels of articles with Bill Gates calling for world government at Davos and George Soros saying, you know, give $100 trillion to Davos or there'll be social unrest as he funds it from Ukraine to Ferguson, Missouri. Rich American clients concerned about personal safety during global crisis. Building airstrips, armored compounds. The article breaks it down. Here's another report. Under a mattress, in the freezer. Why so many are hiding cash? Where to stash your cash? Some Americans are sleeping on it, literally. And it goes through how more and more Americans don't trust the banks, believe a crash is coming. People fundamentally don't believe in the system. We're clearly in a global depression, recession, depending on where you live, and the system's trying to act like everything is honky-dory. Just like they passed 20-something taxes in Obamacare and then told you it wasn't a tax, and now Obama is trying to cover up those new taxes. It's the same game over and over again. That's why there's armored vehicles and cops jumping out with guns when kids are playing with snowballs. That's why there's all this freaking out over security, because they're getting ready for the big plunge. They've taken over. They've robbed everything. They've done everybody down. They've secured their takeover to a certain extent, and they need any crisis they can to train everybody they're under martial law, just like Boston, so that they can then be safe in the conversion from a free market society to an oppressive, collapsed, totalitarian society. Let's go to your phone calls. Derek in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on, and a happy football Sunday. You know, I wanted to talk about cell phone distraction. You know, this winter I was handing out some information on Common Core from the Berkshires there. I'm not in it. I'm in my local church, but I thank God for their information. And there was a line about 50 cars, and this is a town of about 3,000 people to 6,000 people. Depends on the oil boom kind of crash now, but everyone was on their cell phone. 50 cars. I was interrupting Facebook, Pinterest, or whatever. So that's kind of what we're up against. But, you know, it's frustrating, but we got to get involved. You know, I ran for commissioner and school board and all that. Not because I'm good. I'd rather not do that. But if we don't do something, it's all over.
No, I totally get it. And I see people all the time. And I'll be honest, I'm guilty of it when I'm using GPS on my phone trying to find something to be looking down. But it's like looking at a map. I'm navigating, at least. People at red lights don't go, people doing their makeup, people on elevators at the grocery store, they're not interacting with people, they're interacting with a little computer that they carry around with them.
Well, you know, right now in Austin, they just passed a law that if you touch your cell phone while you're driving, that you will face a big fine. And as a motorcycle rider, I don't think that is come soon enough.
It is crazy. But don't worry. Now the robots are just going to drive the car. And, oh, it's already been put in your car. We didn't tell you. And we're going to tax you. That way there's no problems. See, once they start trying to claim you've got to live in a totally safe world, they've taken over. Because then only computers and robots can imprison us and, quote, deliver that safety. What they really want is the safety to carry out population reduction. Thank you, Derek. God bless you. Let's talk to AD in Delaware, another first-time caller. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Now, look, I want people to pay attention. You're bathing in EMF out here. You've got smart meters and everything else. My sister died working at Digital with 8 brain tumors, and we don't have that in my family. You need to understand that between EMF and vaccines and all the toxic industrial waste that people are eating every day, the fluoride and everything else, you don't stand a prayer. Your children don't stand a prayer. If you don't get your gut flora right, and I've had these discussions with some high ups, okay, now I've also read...
I know you're right. Bill Gates is obsessed with the gut flora. He's patenting everything. Our guts are basically dead with all the GMO and the pesticides in the food. And if that's gone, then you don't have an immune system and the cancer takes over. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. What we're living in is Mein Kampf. Now, Hitler wrote about this stuff. Brzezinski wrote about this stuff. You better understand that the Bush cabal, for the last 100 years, has done nothing more than attack societies across the globe. If you don't wake up and get yourself right, I want to thank you and Dr. Groot, Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Black, Dr. Starr for teaching people about the difference in real food and industrial waste. You better get it right, the fluoride and everything else. Get away from your children. Now, I want you to do an investigation on the University of Delaware and the University of Maryland and the University of Baltimore, along with Cambridge and everybody else, and understand two things. They've done nothing but recruit the nastiest of the nasty of the scientists. I had a roommate who was working in a psychology department. He was almost done with his master's degree, and they threw him out like a piece of trash when he questioned the morality and what they were doing.
Oh, that's right. You have to get the PhD by going along with them. I know a PhD who changed a bunch of Texas laws. I'm not going to get into it. Did some really great things for fathers' rights. He was about to get his PhD, but when he let them know what he was planning to do, they tried to deny it, and he had to basically start a lawsuit against them just to get it. So, yes, that's how it works. That's how they're controlling things.
That's exactly right. Now, pay attention. Pay real good attention to what I'm about to say. I want you to look up the Michael Cottrell documents, Endgame Geithner Summers emails, the banker takeover of the United States of America, the electronic reinvention of government, while the Republican votes were being flipped to Democrat votes. You better realize that nobody who has been elected was elected. They've been installed. And what you're looking at is the Patriot Act versus the Seagulls. You're right. It's crap. Every last bit of it, all the television, all the MK Ultra. Roseanne Barr came out and said that Hollywood was the biggest MK Ultra industrial complex on the planet. She went and grew macadamia nuts. Now, look, Alex, Yahweh bless, I don't care what anybody says. The Vatican has been kidnapping children, pedophiles. This is how they keep the elites in line.
Look, it's come out. Look at the British government. I hear you. It's just pure evil. We're out of time. We got to go to break. Thank you, AD. Powerful call. Alan, JT, Ray, Sean, and others. Boom, boom, boom. Your calls are coming up. Then we'll look at some of the so-called Republican field. We'll look at some other important reports, tasering people to death. It's all coming up.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Think about how sensational it is. They've got BBC reports now. Yeah, these companies in Europe make you take a chip to have a job. Yeah. Smart TVs actually in the contract when you buy it say that you buy it, but there's a contract, a terms of using their device. They're going to surveil everything you do and watch what you say in your house because we're listening. And yeah, Dr. Salk, before he died, went public and said, yeah, we gave over 100 million people cancer. But hey, even his protege laughed on PBS. He goes, there are too many people. Yeah, it's funny, all those excruciating deaths. Oh, but if you spank your child, oh, it's real serious. We better take the kids away and, you know, better take these people's kids. They didn't vaccinate. Oh, we care about the children so much. See how that works? They decide when something matters. They decide when it doesn't. Who's been holding the longest? Alan in Chicago. And then we'll go to Sean and Ray and JT and RJ. Dave, infidel, veteran Christian scum. That's what the caller's calling his name. I think that's getting a little long. Let's just call you infidel. Infidel defilers, they're all drowned in lakes of blood. Quote, false doom, almost mountain of power. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Chicago. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm living in the twilight zone, man. It's just all coming true, all unfolding, and I'm just sitting here with my mouth hanging open.
I got a quick observation and a comment regarding the vaccines based on the news coverage that I've seen the last week. I know that they've been trying to divide and conquer us based on age, race, sexual preference, religion, social standing, and politics.
Now it's medical. They won't take the flu shots. Your kid's going to get sick. There's no discussion of, hey, why didn't the flu shot protect me? You said it did. It's like, no, it's the people that don't take it. They're the reason cancer's up. They're the reason we're all dying. We need more shots. Yeah, get the pitchforks. Make them take it. Burn them at the stake. They're infidel defilers. Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I was going to say. They're going to turn everybody that doesn't take it into the ultimate social pariah, and they're going to use social pressure to divide us, and you won't be able to drive a car, you won't be able to work.
Yeah, political correctness, and it's like you're not taking your medication. It's THX-1138.
Yes, sir. They're going to use that because nothing else is working enough, so now they're going to have, like, invasion of the body snatchers. If you're not taking your vaccines, they're going to be pointing you out. They're going to have family members against each other, children against each other.
Well, no, I mean, I remember hearing Dr. Nadell, like, 10 years ago go, if someone doesn't take a vaccine, they should be arrested. They're going to make us sick. Not like, you took it, but I'm going to make you sick, but then statistically I'm healthier. That's why we've got to start getting really aggressive in their face with banner hangs exposing vaccines, with signs exposing the side effects. All of us have to get really aggressive back in their pushback. Because we were starting to win about 5 years ago. The empire has struck back. They are blowing up Hoth right now. I mean, you know, we blew up the Death Star. Well, they're not happy. Let me tell you the big secret. Most of these politicians and people, they're not taking the vaccines. Thank you, Alan. Great points. Sean in FEMA Region 5, go ahead. What former state are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the former state of Michigan, Alex.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to start off by saying I bought the Infidel Body Armor. I love it. Great product.
They're a great sponsor.
All right. My main point is I'm concerned about the USGS covering things up as of late. You know,
oh, yeah, there have been a crap ton. And I'm sorry to use that term. That's what it is. There's been a you-know-what ton. There has been a Bravo Sierra ton of earthquakes around the country. Is that what you're getting at?
You betcha. As of the 22nd of last month, there was 116 earthquakes in one day, an earthquake swarm.
Yeah, I need to get Stan Deo back on the air. He was on about a year ago, and I said I wanted to get him back on a lot, and we didn't. It's no big deal. Let's just get him on. He did predict massive earthquakes in the last quarter of last year and this quarter, and he's been right. Just massive increase in earthquakes. What do you think's going on? What's behind it? The fracking or the pole shift? I mean, is the pole is moving rather quickly towards a pole shift right now.
Oh, yes. I theorize that it's mainly due to the pole shift as of late, but this should concern you. A Yellowstone geologist has gone against the Obama gag order, and there is a gag order on the archaeologist, that and within the next 2 weeks, there may very well be an eruption.
You're talking about the super volcano?
Yes, sir. The Yellowstone super volcano.
Well, they admit that when it blows up the last few times, it covers more than half the country in molten ash and kills everything. That's not important, though, because the Super Bowl's on right now.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, a major distraction.
Well, sounds like racism to me. Thank you for the call. No, that's evil to question and know about geology and know about stuff that's happening. Let's go ahead. I mean, being informed is bad, sir. Just come on, please. Just roll over it and die so David Rockefeller can run everything. JT. JT calls from Colorado. JT, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello, Alex. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And I don't know, do you remember a movie starring Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans called The Last Boy Scout?
I do.
Yeah. This is all obfuscation, as we both know, and 99% of the listeners know. So the other obfuscational event was, do you remember what George Bush, George W. Bush was doing the day, the week actually, that his brother Jeb was presiding over the slow, painful death of Terry Schiavo? Do you remember?
I don't. Remind me.
He was signing the North American Union down in Waco, down at Baylor University.
That's right. At Baylor, they signed it, and they said to the news, the treaty is secret. And the American people went, oh, you signed secret treaties with the Prime Minister, Paul Martin, and Vicente Fox, the President of Mexico. That doesn't sound like treason. I shouldn't be worried. I'm worried about deflated footballs, but not about secret treaties to gang rape our markets.
I was watching Fox News during that period because I was really just totally upset about what was happening with Terry Schiavo. And during one break, there was, you know, one of the news breaks when the disinfo babe comes up and gives you the news headlines. They mentioned that there was a treaty being signed at Baylor University in Waco, Texas.
But, I mean, see how it's bad that you know about the secret treaty or that it was in the news, it was secret. Just don't worry about secret stuff. And so what if Obamacare raises 21 taxes and doubles or triples prices? Just accept it. And so what if they put troops on death lists and don't give them medical care? They're going to thank the troops at the Super Bowl as they murder them. Here's the New York Times, JT. Thanks for the call. White House seeks to limit health loss tax troubles. And you got to read real deep into the article to find out, oh, they are going to garnish your wages and take your bank account or do all that and take your tax return, your tax refund. Obama administration officials, not servants, but officials, and other supporters of the Affordable Care Act, or the gang raping of your health care act, says they worry that the tax filing season will generate new anger as uninsured consumers learn they must pay tax penalties. Wait a minute. As they learn, New York Times, that's like God talking to a socialist control freak, fascist, blood drinker, criminal that calls themselves a liberal, but is not a liberal. Thomas Jefferson would run vomiting in the other direction from them. I've had MSNBC personally say I'm a racist because I said that it had tax penalties in the bill. I mean, you could read it and see that, but they just went, racist, 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 so it passed. Hey, you know, this is going to increase prices and death panels and racist! I expect if I go to a restaurant and don't like the food, they'll just go, racist. I'm like, you're white and I'm white. I don't like that this soup is cold. Racist! You don't like something? Racist! Auto repair shop doesn't fix your car? Racist! It's just the only word you need to know. Racist! 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 Racist!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I'm broadcasting all next week. I know David Knight filled in one day, partially on another. I have a lot of big operations we're about to launch because I'm not just the radio host here. I'm the guy that heads up the nightly news, the films, the documentaries, the publications, the websites, the whole operation, getting the funding it takes to run this system. I want to go back to your phone calls, but I just briefly wanted to discuss the snowball situation. I have 5 videos today. We've only played one. In fact, I only gave 2 to the guys to even get, that show the police tasering people to death and for no reason, and then putting them in a hot car to die after they've tasered them. I have the cop jumping out with his gun, aiming it, and the prisoners in the neighborhood in New York put their hands up and everything, and he's saying, don't move, don't move. Clearly, he just is freaking out and wants to kill somebody. And the menace to public safety is the guy going after folks having a snowball fight who are not even throwing them at cars. They don't even say they were doing that in the news articles I have. It's scary. But what type of mind control have they put the police under that all over the country the cops go crazy like this? Well, you learn that the police officer was called because of being told about a, quote, disturbance. So the real trigger was the person looking out their window who didn't like seeing somebody having a snowball fight. Now in San Francisco and other areas, they call the police on you if they see smoke coming out your chimney because that's a carbon tax violation. See, watch out because they can find something like an old tree on your property about to fall on your house like my parents. The city of Austin wants, they've been fighting it for about 6-8 months, $75,000 to cut an oak tree that's basically dead hanging over their house. So they've paid all these other fines and fees and the rest of it to be able to have the city come out and try to cut the tree. And they said, you know what? You can't cut the tree. And they said, fine. We'll just have to move out of the house. And they go, no. Pay us $75,000 mitigation, and you can cut the tree. And so my dad went down and talked to the city and threatened to sue them. And they went, you know what? We'll be nice to you. $10,000 and you can cut your tree. Is that a free country? Got a dead oak tree hanging over the house, over their bedroom? Limbs falling off of it on their house? It's dead. And the city of Austin sends by their little environmental inspectors while GMOs being fed to all of us, while all the species are being manipulated and mixed. I mean, we got serious environmental crises. People look at me and they go, you're not an environmentalist. You don't want carbon taxes. You know what? I don't want to die of cancer. I don't want to breathe poison air. I don't want to drink poison water. I'm a real conservationist environmentalist. I'm not a eugenicist piggybacked on the movement to be anti-human and use that as an excuse to take over society. Dave, RJ, Ray, and Infidel. That's all the callers we have time for. We got more callers than that, but let's go to Dave in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex Jones, you're an alpha male. You should have been given Ritalin and a vaccine in your mother's womb.
Well, it's racist to even have genitals. They should have been chopped off at birth.
Seriously, though. I'm going to get the Pactor Tillman because they talked about him on a Super Bowl commercial. Or not a commercial, but one of the segments.
Wow, there. They're using a guy they murdered for war propaganda? What was the ad?
Exactly. It wasn't an ad. Patrick's wife has a foundation for... one specific person who wins, you know, that this year's contest or whatever to get the award. And it really ticked me off because obviously, you know, we know what happened to Patrick Tillman.
And we know about Chris Kyle. His story wasn't checking out, so they made him a dead hero. That's more valuable.
Yeah. And, if somebody wants to go online and look up Patrick Tillman, don't just punch in his name because you get all the propaganda. Look up Patrick Tillman's mother and you'll get a better
Well, I've talked to his family and it came out, the Army's own report, they murdered him, they executed him.
You know, one of the things I heard or watched, I have one of your DVDs with Aaron Russo. That was like one of the best things I ever saw. What a great man Aaron Russo was.
That's right. That final interview when he was dying of cancer, he could hardly walk when I did that. His wife got pretty upset. She's a sweet lady, but he was like fighting in pain. I'm not going to get into all the details, but just to do that interview, he died pretty much right after that, a few months after that.
This morning, whatever, with Charles, whoever he is, they had Condoleezza Rice on saying how, she didn't say she wanted to be the head of the NFL anymore, but it was like leading up to that. You almost wonder if she's not going to end up being the head of the NFL.
Absolutely. We got to jump, but thank you for the call. Ray in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Hail from a fellow Patriot.
I hope the Patriots win tonight, and I don't mean the football team. Exactly.
You were talking about the pilots not flying the planes. I think there's quite a bit of evidence that that's been going on for quite a while. Back in the mid-70s, the U.S. military developed what they called ROV technology, remotely operated vehicles. Because you remember the upsurge of hijacking back in the mid-70s?
Yeah, they put computers in all of them by the early 90s that are remote controlled.
Yeah, they started putting them into the jet airlines, and then I guess early 80s they decided the best way for it to work was to be put into the planes upon their assembly originally, so they built them into the brand-new 757s and 767s.
That's right, just like the cars. And both the planes on 9/11 had remote control in them. That even came out in the back of the paper. It's incredible.
Right. I'm sorry. Those planes were flown right into the towers with such precision by supposedly Saudis that couldn't even land a Cessna, according to their trainer.
Yeah, those guys couldn't wipe their hinies.
That's right. And you know what I think about these drones, which we'll be seeing? We'll be seeing these chem-trailing jets come out as soon as they think everybody's comfortably inebriated. I think possibly these chem-trailing planes could be drone-operated. They fly straight lines and visibly...
Brother, I'm sure they are. I mean, Joe Kennedy Jr. died flying a remote-control plane. He was piloting several from his chase plane, and then they attacked me and said, there's this thing as remote-control planes after 9/11. We know from the calls they were releasing nerve gas on board the aircraft to take everybody out. The real phone calls were, there's smoke, I can't breathe. They did nerve gas everybody, remote control them into the towers. Who did that? We don't know. The official story is pure Bravo Sierra. Let's go to Infidel, Christian, and RJ. Go ahead, Infidel.
Hey, Alex. I want to be really politically incorrect for a minute, you racist. And I want to say I'm a huge supporter of Prison Planet TV, and I love all your products. But
Thank you.
Want to say that to anybody that is still under the delusion, okay, that there is a peaceful Islam or a peaceful Muslim religion, they are completely deluding themselves. And the Muslims that will tell you that, they're either not reading their Quran, just like the Catholics don't read the Bible, and most of the Christians don't read the Bible. I want to tell people to look up Sirah 2:191, okay, kill the infidel wherever you find them. The 100, over 100 sword verses that say that the only way to get to heaven is by killing infidels or dying in jihad.
That's the only way. I think you should prove that you're not being Islamophobic. You should go to Syria where our government's fighting the radicals and have them chop you and your family's heads off. I think that would probably make Rachel Maddow happy.
Yeah, well, where's all the reformers? That's what I want to know. If it's so peaceful religion, where are all the Muslim reformers in America?
Well, just ask the Japanese guy that had his head chopped off today, and I think, we need to be respectful of other cultures, and maybe the Japanese guy, I'm being sarcastic in a sick way, actually. I'm very sad for the Japanese fellow. This is who our government, though, has turned loose in the Middle East. What do you say about that?
Well, we support it. You know, everyone's just asleep. Everyone's just so politically correct that they don't want to come out and call a...
That's right. And then when the radical Islamists attack us, they can take our rights. RJ, you got about 45 seconds in Oklahoma. Go ahead. You're our tail gunner.
All right. I'll go fast here. I'm going to speculate on the halftime show real quick. First, I want to mention a hashtag, if I could. It's LTOK for Oklahoma, Liberty, Oklahoma.
And let's guess, how about a bunch of Illuminati stuff during the Super Bowl halftime?
Yeah, I think we're going to see something, and I expect that you probably... I'm looking for the signals, weird stuff. I mean, you can imagine judges in different places, the elite that have their pedophile victims on hand, doing whatever. But let's believe, as believers, let's begin to pray when we see this stuff, that they will be exposed, it will be turned over, they'll be trapped in the very snares in which they're trying to trap us.
God bless. Absolutely. When they do this big Illuminati ritual during the Super Bowl to steal all the power of the people watching while they do other rituals to accompany it, we know that really goes on. The leader end of this has been proven, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. We need to be praying that their plans be destroyed and they fall in the pits they dug for us. God bless you. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job, crew.